Please welcome Rocky Ross. She'll...
So I did not come prepared to tell a story, but I got so inspired by you guys that I pulled one out of my treasure trove. I didn't even know it was there. So I haven't prepared it, but I'm going to wing it. Our new house on Maple Drive in Los Angeles was fabulous. It was the first house that my parents owned. They had a business selling clothing that my mother designed, and my dad was the business head behind it, and they were really making it, and they were able to buy this house. And it was amazing because it had a huge tree in the backyard. And after we'd been there a while, I was in fourth grade at the time, my dad got the idea to build a tree house. And that is the most wonderful thing for a kid. And I was enthralled and admired my dad so much because he was the kind of guy who could make things with his hands. I don't know how he figured it out, but it was a huge oak tree, I guess. It had a beautiful limb sticking way out, and he created these ladder steps going up. It took him about a month and a half. He would do it at in the evening when he came home and on the weekends, and we would watch it being constructed. And my mom was a very bright woman, a designer type, so she was always giving him little tips from down on the ground about how he should build the house. And when he got it pretty much done, she went up the stairs and she had more comments and suggestions to give him, mostly to expand it a little bit out onto that limb. So because there were three of us, three kids, and she wanted enough space for all of us to be there at once. And also she felt that out on that limb, he could create a kind of little turret, a special alcove for reading and that sort of thing. So he complied, he figured it out, he made it really stable. And this was in the summertime, and he was a really buff kind of guy. I've spoken about my dad before, World War II kind of man's man, and he just had these, he was tan, and he looked like Henry Fonda. He was very handsome and super buff, and he'd go up, and I'd just watch this beautiful treehouse take shape. And then it finally was done, and it was fall, and we were enjoying it. We were back in school. My parents worked all the time at the factory in downtown LA, their factory. And my grandparents, my mother's parents, would watch us. They lived with us. And so one day after school, I came home and said hi to Grandma and Grandpa. And then I went up into the turret, the beautiful alcove with my dolls. And I was hanging out up there. And it was really beautiful because you could see the leaves and you could see down into the backyard and get that feeling of being in the tree that is so wonderful. And then I heard the sliding glass door open. And I looked out, there were half walls, so there was a little bit of privacy. You had to peek over, and I kind of peeked through this little slat, and it was my dad, and he was home early. They didn't get home till after 6 o'clock from work, and I was just about to say, you know, hi, Dad, and peek my head up over when he sat down on the bench in the backyard and put his head in his hands and started to cry. And I had not seen this before, and it was just unusual for them to be home. So I kept quiet, and I saw his shoulders shudder. And then a few moments later, my mom came out, and she sat down on the bench with him and put her arms around him, and they were talking in a muffled voice, but I could hear a little bit, and I heard him say, "We're going to lose the house." And She said, no, that's not going to happen. We're going to get through this. We're going to get through this. And it was a moment where I saw how a strong couple, a loving couple, as business partners even, can help each other. I didn't know what that meant, lose the house. I mean, it's here. How are you going to lose it? I didn't know what he was talking about. Years later, I found out, they told me that they had gotten a big order from Macy's, a big department store, and it was gonna like put them over the moon. They were gonna be in the big time as for children's clothing, girls' clothing. So it was a big order of like 4,000 blouses. And at that time, you had to, you know, have them starched and ironed. And they, at that time, outsourcing was starting to happen. They weren't going to do the starching themselves. They found someone to send the 4,000 prepared and totally cut and ready blouses to be ironed and starched. And somehow they'd made a mistake with the starch, and the blouses had come back rigid. Totally, 4,000 blouses had dried with the starch, and they, you know, were going to sink the order. They didn't have the money. Macy's had a deadline, and they were going to lose that. But we didn't lose the house. They did make it through, and I will never forget where I was when I first learned that it's okay for a man to cry, and that it's a beautiful thing for a couple to hang together and help each other. Where I was out on the limb.